Hello and welcome back to the Keep Her Lit podcast with me, your host, Tara Gallagher. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. So today is going to be slightly different. So it's my last day of being 25 and essentially what this podcast is going to be, the last day of my 25 years. I'm technically, I don't know, my dad always says this to me, like, I'm going into my 27th year, I guess. So have I completed 26 years? Yeah. So yeah. Okay. I'm 25, completing my 26th year. I don't know. This confuses me so much. Right. Hang on. I'm turning 26, but that technically means, yeah, that you're going into your 27th year, right? Anyway, what it is basically, I'm writing down 25 things I've learned in the past 25 years of my life. And to be honest, most of these are probably going to have been that I've learned them very recently, because I feel like the older you get, the better life gets. And I don't know if that's just me. I feel like when I was younger, like when I was in my early 20s, I was like, oh my god, like I don't know what this is, because, you know, I want to be 18 again. But now I'm like, Christ, I couldn't think of anything worse than being 18. And I actually love aging, because I think like with age you just care less. And I actually was talking to Karen about this. I was like, I'm excited to turn 26, because she's older than me, she's 26. And I was like, okay, what is it like? And then she was like, do you know what, somebody said to me one time that when you turn 26, like once 25 is over, you actually just stop giving shit, like you stop caring. And you know the way, like as you come towards your 30s, you meet people in their 30s, and people in their 30s just don't care. Like 30s and beyond, you just do not care. So I am excited to step into that, because I feel like I still care too much and I want to care less. And this is something that's definitely coming up in my life a lot lately. And I'm like, Tara, stop giving it so much brain energy. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, stop worrying about what other people are doing or thinking or, you know, whatever. Like, stop panicking about the future and stop worrying and just stop caring. Like, you can't look after everybody. Like, you just have to look after yourself and the people around you. And outside of that, like, you have to protect your energy. And I'm very much like, give. And sometimes you just have to say, no, hang on a second, no. Okay, anyway, so what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about the 25 things I've learned in 25 years. Some I'll just kind of say, I'll number them, and others I'll probably go into a little bit of context around them, because that will kind of give a little bit of why behind them, and I think this will be a cool episode. So if you want to stay around and listen, I know this is not about fat loss, it's not about fitness, but it's about things I've learned in my 25 years that I think will help people who are younger and maybe older as well, and maybe someone the age. And then also I'd love to know what you've learned in 25 years, and whatever years you are, you don't have to send me the full list, but even one thing you're like, I've learned this so far, I think it'd be really cool. So first of all, my number one is that you can do anything. And I strongly believe this. I did not used to think that this was true. I kind of grew up like, I guess, I don't know what you call it, like middle class family. Like I grew up in like normal family, I would say, to where I was from. Like didn't have loads of money, but still like, you know, had money, like wasn't like broke, but didn't have loads and loads and loads and loads. Like we were on holiday and every year and all that jazz. But I very much grew up with the mindset that like, you know, money had to be earned, and like my parents worked really hard, and I went to college and I went into a job that I was like, right, this is what I kind of do forever. And like, obviously being in a radiography job, like your salary is kind of capped to an extent. And like, I just thought that was just the way it was. Like, that's what I would do. I never thought I could really be, not that I couldn't be much more, but I was just like, that's just kind of what you do. I didn't think that like I could ever be a doctor, or I could ever be like a business owner or something like that. Like I was just like, I don't know how to do that, so like I don't know that. But I personally genuinely now believe that you can fucking do anything, and the older I get, the more I see that that is true, because I see people who are defying laws that I would have had in my head, or defying like what society tells you that you should do, or what we think that we should do. And I think that that's so important. So yeah, I just want everyone to know that you can do absolutely anything you put your mind to, and if you put your mind to it, you will achieve it. Like there's no other way. But you can do absolutely anything, and I truly believe that. Like I truly believe, like if somebody wanted to be a millionaire, that they could be a millionaire if they put their whole heart into it. Like I just believe that, honestly. The second thing is consistency is key. And I don't just mean this for fat loss, because I do say this all the time, but this is like in life, consistency is key. So like you don't get good at anything from just like one time. Like I know, for example, I'll just put this into an example, like my Instagram account, like for anyone who followed me from the beginning, like I was called a fit foodaholic, and I had like 2,000 followers. for years, like at the start of this year, I only had 3,000 or 4,000 followers, and now I'm almost at 70,000. And that did not just come from one post. The amount of personal trainers, the amount of people who wanted to grow their socials, who messaged me being like, how did you do it? And I was like, what do you mean? I've literally been posting every single day. Yeah, my content has gotten better, and yeah, I understand it a little bit more, but like, there's no secret. I have got up every single day and made videos. Or like when I couldn't do it every single day, I did it as much as I could. I was giving out free information all the time and giving as much value. And that would be another thing. It's all not listed here, but value is one thing that I am very strong about. I'm like, give as much value as you can and you will get like so much back in return, even though you're giving away for free. So give value, give value, give value. Consistency is key, absolutely key in anything that you do, whether it's learning something, whether it's even saving, whether it's like going for a new job, whether it's just anything, your fitness journey, your health journey, your mindset journey, your wellness journey, whatever it is, like consistency is key. This whole stopping and starting and, oh, I'm going to do that, never fulfilling it, like that's not going to get you anywhere. You have to be consistent with whatever it is that you're doing. And that's literally the only way that anyone becomes successful in anything that they do is consistency. So consistency is key, my friends. The third thing, and these are all, by the way, are going to go like in and out of probably similar things and then not similar things. But anyway, the third one is you don't need loads of friends. You just need some really good ones. I definitely came from like having loads of friends when I was younger. And I think moving to London initially was what shook me into this, to be totally honest. I went from having loads of friends, a big friend group, to having absolutely none when I moved over there because none of them lived there, and I moved on my own and I had to make new ones. And I used to always like be watching people's stories back then being like, oh, I just wish I had loads of friends. But actually, what I really just needed was one or two good ones. And throughout my experience in London, even, I only really ever had, like, at a time, maybe, like, between 2 to 4 really good friends. And the rest were, like, friends, but, like, not really, really good friends. Do you know what I mean? It's okay to have loads of friends, and I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying you don't need loads. And I even find that here in Australia, like I'm not looking for a big friend group. Like if I'm lucky enough to have that, then happy days. But like, I truly believe you only need connections with like a few people who have your back and are genuine. And anyone who's like quote unquote a friend, but like they give naggy energy when you meet them, or they were a friend and now you give naggy, they're not your friend anymore. You don't have to have those friends in your life. Like I truly believe that. Like I have friends since I was younger, like some of my best friends since I was like literally born, and we would be best friends forever. Do we see each other all the time? Absolutely not. But are we still best friends? Yes, you are. But also the friends that you grew up with, I think when you get older and you meet, are nearly maybe sometimes more similar to you, and that's also okay. Like you might have a best friend from home that you're like, we're so different, but we're still best friends. But now you've got a friend who's so like you and you're very similar and you nearly get on better, but in a different way. And I think that that's so important, is never to like judge yourself for friendships or anything, but just remembering that you don't need loads, you just need some good ones, and hold the good ones close. And I think like I always think like now, like treat your friends nearly like a relationship. Like you can't expect to just take all the time, you have to give. So make sure that you're giving stuff out as well and not just taking all the time, because that's so important as well. And yeah, just look after them because they are so important and you need them people in your life as well. Okay, number four is communication is a two-way street. And what I mean by this is like, if you're constantly giving out and like communicating with people and they're not giving it back, then like you should not put up with that. And it's the same thing as well, you can't expect people to just put out all the time and you not give back. Like communication is a two-way street in all aspects. So whether that be in relationships, whether that be in work, whether that be in just life and day-to-day life, or whether that be in friendship, remember it's a two-way street. So take responsibility for your part of the street and understand that there is a responsibility on their part. So whether it is that you're taking all the time and you just expect that, that's not okay. Or whether it be that you give out all the time and you never get anything in return, that's also not okay. So yeah, remember communication is a two-way street. And don't put blame on anyone. Like if anyone would say to me like, oh, will you never reach out? I'd be like, yeah, fair. But it might be that you don't reach out either, you know? So you could be like, okay, well, maybe it's both of us. Maybe I don't reach out, but you also haven't reached out. So we're neither is right. And going forward, I will reach out or whatever. But if somebody is like, would say that to me, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm so sorry, I actually haven't replied to your messages or your call or took you up on that. Like that's on my heart. And then you can like be open about it. And I think that's so important. The next one is kindness is free. And I don't mean like kindness is in giving, but like just being kind, just being a nice person is free. And your life will get better when you do that. And the more kind you are and just like going on your way to just, you know, be nice, just be a nice human being and not be an asshole will stand you so far. And also you don't realize what anyone else is going through. So like it's super important to always be kind. Or even if I'm having like something with somebody or I feel like I have to set a boundary, whether it be in work or whatever, I will always be nice. I'm like, listen, this is the boundary, but also like I'm not an asshole. You don't have to be an asshole. I don't think you do need to be. Sometimes you need to be a bit more stern, but I just think being an asshole gets you nowhere. And personally, I don't want to ever surround myself with those people. So yeah, be kind because it's free. And with that, I would always say like little things. Like, I don't know if it comes from like, I suppose like money background or whatever, but like I'm not stingy. So like I have no problem buying somebody a coffee and I don't really expect it back. But like kindness would be like, I give it, I'll probably get one back at some point, you know, like it doesn't matter. But like, don't forget to just be like, oh, I got that for you today. Or, you know, like, those little things. And it doesn't need to be big because maybe you can't afford, you know, giving somebody a coffee, but maybe you're in the office and you can make them a cup of tea. Like that is kindness. And don't forget like acts of kindness as well as just being kind can be really important as well. So I think that that's important to point out. Number six is the gratitude. So gratitude is the secret to happiness. Well, I think it's my secret to happiness. So if I can be grateful for what I have, it genuinely makes me just appreciate so much in my life. And I understand that like it's actually the little things that really make me happy. So for me, gratitude and being grateful for what I have creates happiness, because I never really live in a lack mindset. Like I even heard this yesterday or the other day and I was like, it's so true. And I actually think that, because sometimes I feel like we always be like, oh, I need that, or I need that thing, or I need that thing, because everyone has it. But like, you don't need it. And if right now you can't really afford it and you're putting it beyond your means, then like saying something to yourself like, you know, it's just not a priority right now, it is okay. Like, it doesn't mean you'll never have that thing or you don't deserve that thing. It just means it's not a priority right now, and that's okay. So yeah, I think being grateful for what you have just makes you a far happier person. And I always think it gets you out of that lack mindset or that comparison mindset to just be grateful for who you are and what you have. And for me, that's where the happiness secret lies, if that makes sense. The next one is vibration. So number seven is vibrations exist. What you give out, you get back. I truly believe this. This might be a bit woo-woo, a bit law of attraction vibes, but essentially what I'm saying here is like, if you give, you get, but also like what energy you put out. If I wake up and I am in a fucking terrible mood, you bet my day is not gonna be good. Like if I wake up and I am like anxious, etc., I will have to restore that energy before I start anything, because the day will just get away from me. If I am an asshole to someone, how would I expect somebody to be nice back to me? Like, you are what you give out. So give out positive vibes, you will get positive vibes out. Give out good energy, you will get good energy back. Like, that is the law of life. And if you don't understand that, you need to get on that vibration. Try it, test it. This is what I did when I got into this and started to learn about this. I was like, okay, what I'm gonna do is, because I felt like at the start, like law of attraction, all that jive vibes, I was like, this is way beyond my headscape. Like, it's fucking, we're gone now. Like, it's way on. I was like, I need to understand it from my point of view. So what I did was I tested it and I was like, I'm gonna be like super grateful and like super kind and like super nice, and I'm gonna give out the good vibrations and I'm gonna be like, okay, this is what I want, but like happy about it, all those vibes, giving out good energy. And the only thing that came back to me was good energy. So I also, when I meet new people or whatever, I'm like, I give out the energy that I want to get back. So if I don't feel like I'm getting that back, I'm like, maybe we're not. And like, to me, this would be like a very good example would be like Karen, who's like my co-coach and one of my best friends. When we met, I was just like, our vibes are so same. We're so same, like so same. And I loved it, because what I get out, I got exactly back. Like, I never felt like, no matter if I was going on a 1 hour rant with her or she was going on a 1 hour rant with me on a walk, I was like, I never feel drained, because I feel like the energy that you give out, I give back. You know those friendships where they're just like, yep, 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 yep. And like, they're always negative and always pulling you down or pulling themselves down. And it's like exhausting and you're never getting anything back. That's not what you want to be. You want to give out what you can get back. So the more you give out the good, the more you'll get back the good. And it is contagious. So remember that vibrations very much do exist. Number eight is then exercise is for your health mentally and physically, and it's not to change your body. Not that it can't change your body, but exercise is the number one thing that you can do to improve your overall life. I don't think we ever think about our future selves. Like, I think of myself when I'm 90 and I think like, that's probably chaotic to somebody, but like, I don't want to be sitting in a chair all day. I want to be up and at it. I want to be able to like make my own dinners, my own porridge in the morning. I want to be able to do as much as I possibly can. And I know that exercise like is going to help me, specifically as a female, because your bone density as you get older, it literally just goes into the bin. Like, it's like a never ending stream of reducing your bone density, but you can do a lot better if you include resistance training and you make it a little bit harder for you to essentially, you'll never stop losing bone density as you get older, if that makes sense, but you can essentially slow it down or reduce it or make the impact of it a little bit less by looking after your body and doing resistance training and exercise, and also for your mental well-being, because I know that like my mental health would probably be in the bin if I didn't have some form of exercise in my daily routine. It has to be done. You have to get out of the house. We have to stop sitting around inside in dark places and not moving our bodies. Like, at the end of the day, I often think about this. I'm like, we're animals. We're not supposed to be stuck inside scrolling at screens, etc. And don't get me wrong, I'm currently looking at 3 screens right now, but I still make sure that I prioritize time to move my body and to get outside and into fresh air, because that is what our bodies essentially need. So remember, exercise, whilst I used to use it to be a skinny queen, I now use it to be healthy and happy from the inside and out, and that makes me happy as well. Number 9 is you can't pour from an empty cup, which is very basic, but it's very true. And I always say this to my clients, particularly the clients who are like mums, because they tend to be the ones who pour a lot. And I'm like, look, at the end of the day, you can pour, because I know that you're a pourer, you know, like you are going to be a pourer in that stage of your life where you're giving out, and that's amazing. But also you'll not be able to pour at some point, because the cup will be empty. So if nobody or you are not pouring back into your own cup at some sort of rate, then you're going to find it very, very empty very, very soon. So remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. And I know this myself, because I sometimes work myself into the bone, and it's just a bad place to be. And I don't look after myself at all. And to be honest, last year, that was completely what I ended up doing in terms of like growing my business and looking after all my clients. Like, I went through the motions, but I was not looking after myself. And very soon and very quickly, I realized that like burnout is real. So remembering that you can't pour from an empty cup, and this might be just checking your cup every week or every day or whatever it is to you, but just making sure that you're making some time for you as a person. Like, I always say to myself, I'm like, Tara, you're Tara. You're not Tara G fit all the time. Like, yes, you're in a job that does require you to be on a lot of the time, and there's expectations to get done, but you have to be Tara. Like, in the evenings and in the weekends and at birthdays and meeting friends, like, you know, you're not bringing the G fit with you. And that sounds so stupid, but like, you have to switch off at some point. And that's really, really important, I think. Number 10 then is success looks different to everyone. And I think growing up, especially in like my early 20s, I suppose, like, success to me was like, well, what I thought it was, I guess, like people having money and cars and bags and being able to, like, you know, buy shoes and all that there jazz. But really what success actually is to me will look completely different to somebody else. For somebody, it might be freedom. For somebody, it might just be being, you know, secure. For somebody else, it might be being able to buy new Adidas trainers. Or for somebody else, that would be being able to buy a Louis Vuitton bag. But like, for me, success is not buying branded stuff, because I'm just not into that. It doesn't mean that if you do that, that you don't, you know, that that's not what your version is. It might be, but it's just not mine. So remembering that success looks different to everyone, because you can't compare yourself to anybody else. And it doesn't mean you don't want things, or that you're like, you're not happy because you're not, or you're not successful because you don't have the thing that you want the most. But I just think, yeah, it looks different to everyone. And often it's actually lying in the little things that makes you successful, like being able to buy dinner for your friend, or, you know, not worrying about your bank account whenever you, when you go to buy a coffee or something. Or maybe it's having the security of knowing that you've got a job that makes you feel successful, or, you know, helping somebody might make you feel successful, whatever it is. Yeah, it just looks different for everyone. Number 11 then is, if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not. And what I mean by this is, you know, that gut feeling you get when you're like, this isn't right. This is not right. Well, it's probably not right. And I know now more than ever that that's true. If I don't have a good feeling about it, it's not right. It's not happening. No, I don't know. It's your body knows. I just think your body knows. And if it like comes into physical symptoms of being like, it doesn't feel good, then it's a no. So remember, if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not. And then number 12 then is the only number 12, lads, and I can't stop talking. Number 12 is the only opinion that matters is your own. And this was something I really struggled with whenever I was moving jobs. I was worrying about what my parents would think, what my friends would think, and what people online would be thinking, even what my partner would be thinking. Every other opinion except my own opinion. And my own opinion was that I essentially really wanted to leave because I wasn't happy anymore and I wanted something bigger for myself. But I was still holding myself back so much because of what other people thought. But nobody gives a flying fuck because we're all on a flying globe. Like, we're literally on a ball that goes around the universe, flying around. Like, and at the end of the day, what we're doing is so insignificant in the nicest possible way. And like, you need to remember that. Like, the only opinion that matters is yours, because you're the one who has to live with it and you're the one who has to live with your own life. So you're really should be the only one that matters. Number 13 is relationships need attention and care. So this probably is specific to romantic relationships, but also to friendships. But I'm going to speak on romantic relationships. I've been in a relationship for nearly 9 years, and like, you can't expect to not put effort in. And I see this so often, people like, and I've went through it. Like, I'll be totally honest now, like, I'm in a really happy place in my relationship. We're very open and like, I'm 100% in love, like, happy. But there was times where like, we were going through that, like, I mean, I was growing up, he was growing up or whatever, where like, it gets a bit stale because you're not putting effort in. And then like, you see all, I suppose, new couples getting together and they're like away off doing XYZ or whatever. You can do that too, but like, I don't know why we don't do that. Now I do that. But like, if you're fine, like, you do love somebody, but it's getting a bit like, I guess, monotonous or boring, like, the responsibility is up to the two of you to be like, this is getting monotonous and boring. What the fuck are we going to do about it? Like, are we going to bring back date nights? Are we going to, you know, go on holidays? Are we going to make time for each other? Are we going to make sure that we're not on our phones when we're together all the time, that we're not just always hanging out with friends whenever we're together? Like, we're making time for actually like the love in our relationship. And remembering that, like, you can't just expect it to be okay or be healthy without putting effort in. I just think that that's absolute balls. You have to put it in. And you also have to, like, I think sometimes, like, as women, and this is a nice possible way, like, how do women listen to it, but we often always be like, well, he didn't buy me this or he didn't do this, but like, did you do that for him? And I always think that, like, I'm like, you know, I have expectations sometimes where I'm like, oh, that would have been really nice, or like, you know, whatever. But I'm like, I have to do that for him. Like, if I want him to buy me a random present on a Wednesday, I have to surprise him with a random present on a Wednesday. And like, I just think that we're equal parts. Like, some people might have different views on relationships, thinking that like, there's other ways, and that's completely fine. But this is just my own opinion. And I just think that, yeah, you need to put out essentially again what you expect back. And it does require care and attention. Number 14 is, if people do not give you good energy, then it's a no. So any friendships, and I think I said this before, but any friendships, any people, whatever it is in your life that are not giving good vibes, good luck. Not seeing. We're not even going to go into that because it's just a no. Number 15 is that you don't get time back. So for me, time is the most important thing, to be totally honest. Like, you can't get it back. You don't get it back. We don't get it back. And I think sometimes I often think about that. I'm like, we're all chasing money, but like, if you're not enjoying the time that you have on this like planet, then what the hell is it all about? So remembering to spend it with people that you love, doing things that you love. Also doesn't mean not working hard, etc., but like, yeah, time is the only thing you're never going to get back. You can earn more money, you can, you know, do whatever, but you can't get time back. So I always think that. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I want to travel, but I'm worried about like buying a house or whatever, I would recommend you go and travel, because you don't get that time back, and you can always save more money again in the future to get that house. So everyone's values are different, and I'm not saying that's what you should do, but if you're thinking about it, then you should do it. Number 16 is, it's okay to not know what you want or what you're doing or what you're at. I think we all thought that we'd all have it figured out. And I can tell you now, I do not even have it figured out now. Every single day of my life, I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I think that we weren't taught that. I wasn't taught that in school. I wasn't taught that in uni. I didn't think I was going to be leaving radiography degree going into 3 years later, or going into a global pandemic, coming out 3 years later and being like, actually, I'm quitting. I'm coming to PT. Like, I did not expect that to happen. Nobody has a notion what they're doing. And even see if you see somebody who is successful, they didn't have a clue when they first started. So always remember that. Like, always remember that. And I always remember that. I'm like, I take inspiration from other people who are above me. I'm like, wow, that just shows me that there's so much between here and the next step that I'm at. if I looked at myself now, a year ago, I would have been like, holy shit. Like, how did you even get there? Like, I would have been flabbergasted, to be totally honest. And I would have been like, that is a huge jump. But I hadn't a clue what I was doing back then, and I still don't have a clue what I was doing now. But you will learn along the way, and you will understand, and you will figure it out, and everyone can. But it's okay to not know, and allow yourself to be okay with the fact that you don't know is going to help you a lot. Number 17 is, life is too short to stay in a job that you don't love or makes you unhappy. And I understand that I say this from a point of privilege. I was able to change my jobs. I got up and I did it. But there will be people out there who maybe won't be able to. But I also do believe that, like, there's a will, there's a way. And it doesn't mean that if you don't love your job that you can't find ways to love it, or you can't try and find ways that do make you happy, or do things outside of it that make you happy. But if you are in the position, which I will say a lot of people are, not all, but a lot, like 90%, 95% are able to change it in some way, then change it. Because I'm sorry now, life is too bloody short to be spending the majority of your life doing something that you absolutely hate. If you're waking up every day being like, oh, I don't want to go here, it's a sure sign. I had that feeling, and I was like, I don't want this. I'm too young to have this. So yeah, remember that. Number 18 is, money is in abundance, right? And I'm not like, these sound ridiculous, because some of these you'll probably be like, she must be making bank. But no, that's not what I'm saying. I just believe that, like, I used to think that, like, money was so hard to get, like, so hard to get. But now I don't think that. It's not that I make loads of it or whatever it is, but it's just that I used to have such a fixed mindset, and I still have money mindset issues because of just the way I grew up, etc. But I would always say that money is in abundance, like, it's out there, and if you want it, you will, yeah, have to work for it. I'm not saying it's going to just fall on your lap, but there are ways to get it. So always remembering that, like, if you're ever struggling with money, being like, wait, the money is there, I just don't know how to get it right now, so I will find a way to get it. Okay, so always remember that if there's a will, there's a way. There's 1,000,000,000,000 things, and we're connected to the internet now, so, like, you could full on, like, fill out surveys if you wanted money. But there's money out there, and it's there for you to claim whenever you want it, so don't ever think that it's not. Number 19 is, hugging is so nice. I love hugging. Like, I love hugging. And sometimes I call it restorative time. Like, sometimes when I'm really overwhelmed, or I get, like, really anxious, or something's really stressing me out, like, I will just, like, lie on my partner's chest and have, like, restorative time. Like, I just think human connection is so important, and hugging is so nice. Like, I'm a big hugger. Like, my family are big huggers. Like, I'll hug my sisters. I would stand by the fire, and, like, me and my sister Coda would hug for 10 minutes. I would hug Inez. I would even hug my brother. And probably not as much. I would literally sit on my dad's knee, and I'm 25 years of age. I'd sit on my dad's knee and hug him. I would sit on my mum's knee and hug her. I would hold hands with my mum walking down the street. Like, I just think human connection is really nice. I'm also not, like, a really clingy person, so it's not that I'm going to, like, really hug, you know, as in people I don't know, but the people I do love and know, I'm like, give me a hug. It makes me feel good. Anyway, I just think it's nice. The number 20 is, the simple things bring you most joy. And I think I said this at the beginning, but yeah, it's the little things in my day that bring me the most joy, 100%. It's me waking up in a safe house, feeling comfortable, a roof over my head. It's the coffee, the first sip of that in the morning. It's waking up to talk to people, to do something that I love, to hug my partner, to get ready, to laugh in the morning, to feel the sun on my skin, to feel the rain. Like, it's the little things. It's honestly the little things. And I appreciate the little things so much in my life. And I think that that's why, like, I'm not saying I'm happier than anybody else, but when I see other people who are, like, lacking in joy, I'm like, you just can't see, you've got so much in front of you. And I just like to point out the joys in my day, because when I point them out, it makes me feel better about them. So I romanticize everything in my life, and I love it. I romanticize it all. I'm like, I am a romanticized girly, in the sense of whatever I'm having. I'm like, ooh, I'm having a slice of toast. Well, this is the nicest slice of toast I've ever had. So yeah, the simple things will bring you joy, and you don't need, often they're not monetary at all. And I think that that's really nice. Number 21 is that boundaries are there to protect you. They're not there to just, you know, keep people out. Sometimes people get attacked because people have boundaries, but I think boundaries are essential. They're there to protect you. You only have so much energy. I always think, like, you only have like a battery full, and like the more the day goes on and the more time you spend with people, the battery depletes. So at some point you have to essentially be like, well, sorry, my reserves are running low, I have to go and recharge them. That's where your boundaries come in. So yeah, boundaries are there to protect you. They're not about anybody else. It's just you saying, hey, listen, this is what I'm doing. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to do anything with it, but this is just the way it is. If you want to, you can understand it. If you don't want to, I don't want your opinion. So yeah, they're there to protect you. Number 22 then is you can learn anything and everything. And I love this one. I love this one. I think you can learn anything. Lads, I built a website in a day. I built a website in a day because I had no clue what I was doing. I built it on Google Sites and I watched 100 YouTube videos and I stayed up until that bad boy was up and running. And I was like, you can learn anything. I was up the walls before I had to do it. And I had basically, I had a mentor. So if anyone doesn't know, I had a mentor called AFM Mentors whenever I started my coaching business. And essentially, she was like, oh, you need like a website or a landing page or whatever. And she was like, the cheapest way to do it is yourself. And obviously I didn't have any money. So I was like, absolutely, I will be doing this myself. But also I was like, I don't know how to do that. And I was paying money for the mentorship. And I was like, well, the next call is tomorrow. And I need to have this bad boy done because I need her to give me a new list of things that I need to ship shape up. So I was like, I'm sitting up until I have this done. I've invested in this. And I'm going to do it. So I sat and I watched stuff and I wouldn't have a ball's notion how to do that again now, but I'd make a good stab at it. And I just at that point was like, you know what, you can learn anything. And it's even things like languages. Like, you could learn a language if you really wanted to. People just don't put the time and effort in, but if you want to, you can. I also truly believe that if I wanted to, I could go back and study medicine now. And I think I say medicine just because everyone is like, you know, it's so difficult. I appreciate it is so difficult, but I do think now, from a mindset of being like, you can genuinely, if you want to and you're interested in it, learn anything and everything. Maybe not maths for me because I'm terrible at maths, but I do think that like I could learn a certain level. But I do also think that sometimes your brain is just not able to comprehend maths. Well, mine isn't anyway. Anyway, the next one then is alcohol and drugs. So this is what I'm going to say about this is not that I've learned that, like, okay, I have learned. I know that alcohol and drugs are not good. They are flat out not good for you. I have seen it firsthand, close to me, etc., etc. Specifically alcohol, it's not good. It's not good for your body. But also, I think that it comes a lot as well, not just from the culture that we live in, but I do think it is a lot of the culture that we are as Irish. Like, it's just shoved down our throats all the time. And it's like, oh, you're not drinking, whatever. I just would say that, like, A, I know that it's not good. But not that I'm here to say, like, I'm not sober or anything. But, like, I have a very good relationship with alcohol now. And I am just like, it is what I want the relationship to be. I am in control of it. If I want to have a cocktail because I enjoy it and I want to switch off and I want to have fun, then that's on me. That's okay. But going out and abusing alcohol all the time is not good for your mental health. It's not good for your well-being. It's not good for your body, physically, mentally. It's not good for your pocket. It's not good for anything. So if you feel like you're in a rut with alcohol, then I would strongly, strongly, strongly recommend that you sit down and you ask yourself, is it something that you want to continue in your life? In what capacity does that look like? And don't worry about anybody else's opinions when it comes to alcohol or drugs. I don't judge anyone, by the way. I'm not a judger. I actually don't give a shit in terms of, like, if you wanted to sniff something beside me and you fully were like, I want to do this, I'm like, well, that's okay. But like, I'm not taking any burden on that. I just think you should allow people to do whatever it is that they want to do. Doesn't mean I have to respect it, and doesn't mean I can't be like, listen, I don't want you to do that near me, or I don't agree with that. But I just think we all have to look after ourselves and not judge anybody outside of that, because you don't know what's going on. Anyway, that was when I was a bit emotional. Number 24, we're almost there, lads. We're almost there. Number 24 is be delusional, be more delulu. And what I mean by this is, like, I guess again it comes down to number one, like, you know, you can have whatever you want, but just be a bit more delusional with your life. Be a bit more like, well, I could do that, or I want to do that and I will do that. Like, I have dreams and goals that I would have never thought previously that I would ever achieve, and I'm full on, like, I'm going for them. I'm delusional. Some of them are so delusional that I'm like, I have not a notion how that's gonna happen, but I don't care. I will be able to do it because I'm delusional. And the delusion just means that, like, I think you're able to step away from those limiting beliefs and believe in something way bigger. And you don't know how you're going to get there, and you don't know what way it's going to look, but you're going to be there, and you can see that. And I think that that's a bit of delusion, and I think that that's really good. So be a bit more delusional with whatever it is and you want in your life. And number 25, we're going to wrap it up here, lads, is keeper lit. And what that means to me is, well, first of all, my dad used to always say it to me, but, you know, stop giving up and don't give up. No matter how hard it gets, no matter what it is that's going on in your life, don't give up. Keep going with whatever it is that you're doing. Like, just keeper lit. Like, it just says it in there, and it just, honestly, it means so much to me, because I just think, like, it's so true. Like, you can go through so many hard times, or you can get stuck on something, or, you know, worrying about something, but, like, if you just keep going and you keep it, like, no matter what that is, if that's 1% one day, 20% the next day, 50% the next day, and then 2% the next day, that's okay, because you're going to keep going. You're going to pick yourself back up, and you're going to keep bloody going. So essentially, yes. That is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it for my 25 things I learned in my 25 years, technically 26. I don't understand that part. But anyway, if you want to message me on Instagram or right below on the podcast and tell me what your thing is that you've learned, I would love to hear it. Yeah, and I hope that these resonated with some of you, and I hope that you have a great week. We'll be back to the regular style content next week. But yeah, I hope that you enjoyed it and have a great, great week. Keep her lit.